Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about what's happening in the world of economics and in particular in energy. Energy is the economy. The economy and real estate are also connected through multiple threads. The ESG movement, or environmental sustainability and governance movement, has its heart in the right place. The problem is the so-called greenwashing, which is the process of adopting the branding of something green and environmentally friendly, but then doing something dirty under the covers. Germany's been at the forefront of the ESG movement in Europe. Partly the result of the war in the Ukraine, German policymakers have been forced to make energy decisions. They have an energy crisis on their hands. And the fundamental mistake that energy policymakers made in Germany was by turning off their existing forms of energy before they had the green replacements online. They turned off their natural gas and their nuclear power plants, which were much cleaner forms of energy. According to German authorities, biomass, including liquid, solid, and gaseous, provided 77% of renewable heat in 2022. That was not part of the plan. And according to Statista, in 2022, some 30% of gross electricity was generated using hard coal, considered the most polluting of energy sources. Natural gas contributed another 13%, when the combined share of renewables stood at roughly 44%, with wind power being the most prominent of Germany's renewable energy resources. Burning biomass was about 7% of the total producing energy in Germany in 2022. Now, some ESG advocates have argued that biomass is carbon neutral because the plant matter represents carbon capture. But once that carbon is burned, we can plant more trees, which through photosynthesis will allow the energy of the sun to grow wood and recapture that carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and turn it back into wood, completing the cycle. But when you burn oil or coal or methane or wood, you're converting carbon in the fuel into carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Don't confuse planting of trees with the burning of trees. Nearly 40% of Europe's so-called renewable energy is currently being obtained by combusting wood, and a sizable portion of what's being burned is derived from clear-cutting forests in the U.S. This is a farce so perverted and obscene, it almost just boggles the mind. It's a carbon accounting loophole that's causing huge amounts of carbon dioxide to be pumped into the atmosphere every day, and it's going to take decades to abate using natural means like planting of new trees to replace the ones that were cut down and burned. The details are staggering. The current rate of wood burning is a recent phenomenon. But it gets even worse. There's a couple of new acronyms circulating the energy world that I believe you should be aware of. The first one is ELT. It starts with the letter E, so you would be forgiven for thinking that E stands for environment. The second acronym is called TDF. Sounds simple enough? Well, ELT stands for end-of-life tires, and TDF stands for tire-derived fuel. That's right, we're talking about burning tires from automobiles. As with most highly engineered products, where cost is the defining constraint, by the time a tire reaches end of life, it creates a huge pollution issue. Complex materials with dozens of unique components are inherently difficult to separate and recycle. There's very little value to fetch from the recycling of the plastic, the steel, and the other additives that make up the tires. Although, interestingly enough, tires have a similar potential heat energy per pound as the equivalent oil, and directly burning them is pretty impractical in most settings. To produce what's known as tire-derived fuel, the spent product must be shredded so that the embedded steel that make up the belt can be fished out with magnets. Even after you separate out the steel, TDF is a very dirty burn, emitting huge amounts of zinc and other pollutants into the environment. And despite this complication, the West's insatiable appetite for renewable energy has creatively metabolized this pollution problem into a proposed green energy miracle. And when scientists think of biomass, organic materials like wood pellets, timber scraps, and other plant matter typically is what comes to mind. But there's a recent vote by the Georgia Public Service Commission that have stretched that definition, potentially allowing facilities to add scrap tires and even natural gas to the mix that they burn to produce electricity. That change has naturally led to an uproar from environmental groups, who say that the five-member elected utility regulator cut corners in the normal process to push the change through without adequately considering the pollution impacts. This absurd gambit by the Georgia Public Service Commission to reclassify spent tires as biomass highlights the truism that when it comes to environmental policy, something is only green when the government says it is. So here we have clear-cutting of forests in the U.S., in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, sending these wood pellets across the ocean to heat homes in the U.K. and in Germany, and now this is considered somehow carbon-free. It's absolutely insane. A lot of timber in the southeastern United States was planted in the 1980s and 1990s. The intention of that was for the lumber industry, but lumber prices, even though they've been elevated over the last year, the timber prices at the timber stand have not gone up. All of those profits went to the sawmills. The consolidation in the sawmill industry meant that the price being paid for the timber was basically falling throughout the pandemic. It was even true during the supply chain disruptions. Timber was never the constraint. It was always the lumber mill. Now, it's pretty clear that there's nothing green about burning tires, and I'm not expecting that creative attempt to stretch the definition to be broadly accepted. It's also pretty clear that these ESG initiatives are a bit of a mess when it comes to actually improving the quality of air pollution. So what does this mean for us as real estate investors and developers? Anytime there's energy insecurity, that affects the price of energy, which ultimately affects virtually every aspect of the economy, including the operating cost of real property. And anytime there's a major shift in economic activity, a major shift in the flow of energy, well, real estate's affected there as well. We rarely look at energy markets as real estate investors, and I'm here to tell you that you should be tracking what's happening in the world of energy so you're not caught off guard. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.